Welcome back to Local Matters on KTLO. Joining us now is Executive Director of the Food Bank of North Central Arkansas, Mr. Jeff Quick. Welcome back.
Good morning. Thank you.
Okay, so we just talked about the fair. So now it's time to talk about Bridge Bash, because that is the month of September in Baxter County, right?
It's back-to-back, wall-to-wall activities in Baxter County, that's for sure. September's a big month.
September is a big month, a very big month, of course, for the Food Bank of North Central Arkansas.
Absolutely. It's, September is Hunger Action Month, and we spend really the whole month trying to encourage people to get out and do different things that would encourage people to recognize that we have poverty and hunger issues here in the Twin Lakes area, and also to try to do something to offset those issues in our communities. So we encourage folks to, of course, be at Bridge Bash on Saturday, September the 23rd, but we also want you to be doing stuff in your local civic organizations and churches and schools to make sure that the people around us have plenty. A lot of folks are struggling. The economy kind of is coming back a little bit, and jobs, there seems to be more folks that have jobs and all those kind of things, but it's always an issue.
Of course, Bridge Bash is Saturday, September 23rd, gathering 5,000 people and providing more than 500,000 meals. That's incredible.
Yeah.
And it's incredible, but yet scary, too, because that's just a couple months' worth of meals. Yeah. Is that still true?
Yeah, that'll basically be our October and November distribution, getting us ready for, the distribution that the pantries do around Christmas and so forth. So we distribute about 250,000 pounds of food every month at the food bank. One of the neat things about Bridge Bash this year, we're going to actually surpass this year the 3 million meal mark since we started Bridge Bash.
How many years?
This will be our seventh year. So. Yeah, that's we ended crazy. Last year at about 2.8, and so this year we'll have a couple of celebrations to have. We'll pass that 3 million meal mark for the history of Bridge Bash. We'll meet our goal of packaging 100,000 meals at the event, and then we'll meet our goal, hopefully, by the end of the day, of providing 500,000.
Of course, the performers this year, the Kentucky Headhunters, are coming back. They had so much fun, and the crowd had so much fun. We're going to do it again.
Yeah. The Headhunters really wanted to come back. They told us that the day of Bridge Bash when they were here a couple years ago. And that's always a nice thing to say, but do you really think they'll come back? And lo and behold, they wanted to come back and hang out with us in Cotter. So we're excited.
And support the cause at the same time.
That's right. Yeah. They've really taken issue with hunger and recognized the need here in the Twin Lakes area and all across North Central Arkansas. And wow, what a great group that would want to come and help us that way.
Other performers include Triple Nickel, Framing the Red, and Chris Royer.
Yeah, absolutely. Chris has actually been on our task force for several years working with the entertainment group, so he's going to start off the morning. Framing the Red's a group out of Memphis area, and a lot of local folks have a lot of good things to say about them. And then Triple Nickel actually is Congressman Rick Crawford's band, so he's going to be hanging out with us. He and his entire team are actually going to do some meal packaging earlier in the day and then come over and be on the main stage right before the Headhunters.
There are so many facets to Bridge Bash. Sometimes we just focus on the entertainment, but of course you completely take up mainly the city of Cotter. We're at the park, but I mean everywhere in Cotter, downtown Cotter, Big Spring Park. You've got the meal packaging going on. Of course, you're signing up teams for that.
Mm-hmm. We are. Folks can go to our website now and sign up to volunteer, either to be an event volunteer and just help out through the course of the day in different various ways, or specifically for that meal packaging. And there's four shifts. We need about 600 volunteers to make that happen. And
600 volunteers.
Yeah, 100,000 meals in 4 hours is pretty tough stuff. So we got to get a lot of folks out there to help us.
When you package a meal, what does it include?
Well, it depends. There's several different varieties of meals, but a lot of times it'll be a rice and beans kind of thing, or maybe a macaroni and cheese or a hamburger helper kind of meal that we're packaging. So it's basically filling the funnel and putting the different ingredients, seasonings, and whatnot in there. And it's a fun deal. Everybody from like 3 or 4 years old all the way up, gets involved, and they have a gong, and they've got music, and they've got giveaways and all kinds of crazy stuff.
Where does it go after it's packaged? Like, how, when you've got to get 600 local volunteers together, Where are those meals going to go in our area?
Well, they go to any of the 75 to 80 partner hunger relief organizations that we serve across 9 counties of North Central Arkansas. Great thing about Bridge Bash is all the money that we raise, all the food that we package, all stays right here in our service area. So that's going to go out to locally, Mountain Home Food Basket, it may be the Salvation Army, Serenity, the backpack programs, whatever it might be that those agencies want to pick up on those meals.
You also have a ton of different vendors that'll be a part of this event.
Yeah, and right now is the time to sign up if you want to be a vendor for this year's event, whether you want to have merchandise there at the park, you might want to have an information booth for your civic organization or church or school, you might want to be a food vendor, whatever it is that you want to come and tell us about, we've got booth space for you. They're 10 by 10 booths, and the fee for those booths are $50 for the day. That $50 then turns into 250 meals. Toward our goal of providing 500,000 meals. And it's a big day. You know, there's several thousand people that come down to the park. It's a great one-day event where you're not having to stay multiple days and worry about volunteers to man your booth all that time. You know, you get a lot of good folks around you and get it all done in one day.
We've had all sorts of weather for Bridge Bash, but it's usually pretty good.
Knock on wood, and everybody say your prayers. We have not been rained out yet. You know, with an outside venue, you always worry about that. We've had some rainy time set up.
Hot days.
We've had some really hot days. yes. One of the things about that meal packaging, in fact, because of those hot days, we're going to move that over to the pavilion where the food has been in the past. So
We've
got a little bit more shade there. But yeah, it's been hot sometimes.
Again, Saturday, September 23rd, all kinds of different events leading up to Bridge Bash, and we'll talk about that next. You're listening to Local Matters on KTLO. Welcome back to Local Matters on KTLO. We're visiting with Jeff Quick, the Executive Director of the Food Bank of North Central Arkansas, talking about Bridge Bash coming up Saturday, September 23rd, of course, in the Big Spring Park in Cotter. Talking to you, but I think Susan Stockton's doing all the work from what I heard.
You know, that's the best part of my job. Susan Stockton has done a wonderful job and honestly has an incredible team, about 30 or 40 folks that work on this year-round. And then I get to go out and tell everybody about it.
Yeah, you can talk on the radio about it.
Like I've been really working at this.
The big event is Saturday, September 23rd, of course, but you've got stuff going on the entire month of September that we need to mark our calendars for.
We do. This year's Bridge Bash auction has actually been pulled out of the event. We're gonna start off Hunger Action Month on Thursday, September the 7th with a barn party and auction. So if you're interested in that, give us a call at the food bank. We'll get you some more details. Then there's a 5K that happens on September the 15th, right before the Mountain Home, I think it's Mountain Home Batesville football game that night. Don't hold me to that, but we're going to do the 5K and do that before the football game. There's people have already been doing that couch to 5K thing all summer long, getting ready for it. So
is that what you've been doing?
I'm big on the couch part.
How do we get involved in those events if we want to be a part of it?
Absolutely. Just give us a call at the food bank. We, you know, the auction, we've got a trip to Italy, a trip to Tuscany, a trip to France, a trip to Ireland.
You know, Tuscany's in Italy.
Well, there's two trips then. Let me clarify that. There's a Tuscany trip and there's an Amalfi Coast trip. So
you can buy both of them.
You can buy both of
there
them.
There you go.
Just
yeah.
Stack them on top of each other. Absolutely. A trip to Sedona, New York City, and also one to the wine country. And that actually includes golfing at Bodega Bay. And so I'm not a big golfer, but
they say
I think
it's really
that matters
cool.
to someone.
You've got all that stuff that's going to be part of the auction, mm-hmm. Which is going to be held at the barn party.
Yep.
Yeah.
Barn party is going to be Thursday, September the 7th. And like I said before, call us at the food bank, 499-7565. We'll be glad to get you in on that. We're also encouraging people this year to go by one of our food bank agencies or stop by the food bank and pick up free tickets to Bridge Bash. So we're trying to drive people into our agencies to get to know what their volunteer needs are. We want you to be able to check out what they do, kind of get more comfortable with what their needs are and how you might be able to partner with them, to work with them. So we're asking you to stop by any of our agencies between now and Bridge Bash, pick up a free ticket to Bridge Bash. They'll hand them out as many as you'd like. But then while you're there, spend some time you know, getting to know them and seeing what they do. Otherwise, if you don't pick up one of those tickets, there is going to be a $5 admission fee this year for Bridge Bash. And of course, that $5 we turn into 25 meals. So that'll help us get toward our goal. But trying to encourage some of that happening between now and September 23rd as well.
7 years of Bridge Bash. How's the food bank doing today?
You know, the food bank's doing really good. We had a good staff meeting this past week, and we were talking about some future issues. For instance,
issues or opportunities?
A little of both. Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. So a lot of our food is through the retail donation program. We get about a third of all of our food comes through the Walmart and Harps and Dollar General stores across our service area. But many of our retail outlets are becoming more online. Amazon recently bought Whole Foods. Walmart is turning to online purchasing and ordering.
So you don't have that damage quality of the shipping?
Right.
Is that
right.
It?
Interesting. So we're reducing the shipping waste. We're reducing some of the in-store waste. Which is all good. That's one of the things that we encourage in our Shopping Matters classes and Cooking Matters classes is let's reduce the amount of waste we have. But as those tighten up, we're going to have to look at new ways. For one thing is you can go to AmazonSmile.com. There's one of the opportunities. So if you're shopping on Amazon for your groceries, if you'll do that through Amazon Smile, you can pick the food bank and we'll actually get a percentage of that sale as a donation to the food bank. And then we were at United Way yesterday. We partnered with them over in Northwest Arkansas, and they're actually getting some more online donations through retail that's coming our way as well. So it's just shifting a little bit. Some neat changes, though.
What about numbers in our area? How is that hopefully digressed, not progressed, you know, over the course of these years?
That's a tricky number because we say at the food bank we've had about a 13% annual growth in distribution over the seven-year period that we've been doing Bridge Bash. But that's not necessarily indicative of the growth of people in need.
It's the growth of the food bank, too.
Right. We're doing a better job of serving the multiple agencies that are out there across our nine-county service area. But, for instance, Gallup does an annual food hardship poll. I was looking at that study again yesterday, and we'll get the new results of that about the middle of September, so we'll know some good hard numbers for Bridge Bash. But for instance, 16 over 15, we had a drop of about 2% nationwide in food hardship. So, and that question is pretty simple. Is there any time during the past 12 months that you've not had enough money to buy food for your family? And enough people said yes in 15 to make those numbers worse than they were in 16. So we're headed in the right direction. If you look back over about a 2013 to now, you're seeing about a 3 or 4% decrease of that nationwide.
School started back in our area this week. I know that the food bank does tremendous outreach within the schools all across the area, the service area. All the schools work directly with you guys in some sort of capacity. The summer feeding programs that you finished up, mm-hmm. Tell us about those. I mean, this was the second year of those programs. Did we see growth in that outreach and something that we can continue?
We do. We see that growth in our summer meals program and the upcoming after-school meal program. Both of those are USDA programs. So what that means is that any child under the age of 18 is able to get a free meal. We've seen an expansion of that program out into some of the other counties. So in addition to what we had last year, mostly all in Baxter County and then in Calico Rock, this year we also saw several in Boone and Newton County and some in Marion County. And so as we see that program grow, we're hopeful that we'll be able to kind of, especially with the summer program, be able to kind of meet that gap between the end of school and the first of school where the kids have access to food all year long.
Tell us about your after-school program.
After-school program is very similar to the summer meals program, although to qualify for the after-school meals program, you also have to have some type of tutoring and some type of activity that's happening. So the kids are doing that at the libraries, and they're doing that on school campuses and in churches all around the service area.
How can we best help the Food Bank of North Central Arkansas? I mean, we talked about Bridge Bash. Outside of Bridge Bash, we'll all show up on September 23rd. But in our day-to-day lives, how can we best help feed this area?
Well, I think the single most important thing for us to do is to give a dollar as opposed to a can. We say this often, you know this as well as I do, but we can turn $1 into five meals. Otherwise, you can go to the grocery store and you can spend about that same dollar and give me a can of food. So if you're going to try to donate or do a food drive, consider a coin drive or a change drive or a money drive. A lot of our schools have changed to that format, and we're seeing that we're able to feed a whole lot more people. The real basic thing is that we can do so much more because there are so many folks across our service area and across the nation who are willing to donate food. So we often spend our food money actually transporting that food from another food bank or from some other food organization. So where a load of bananas might have cost us, you know, $30,000, instead it cost us $3,000 because we're just paying for transportation from another food bank.
A lot of big things happening with the Food Bank of North Central Arkansas and, of course, Bridge Bash. You're going to come back before the big event. You probably need to let Susan come back since she's doing all the work.
We probably let her in on it a little bit.
Hopefully, we'll be able to talk to you before the auction. You can go through some more of those great auction items that are available. Again, mark your calendars. Saturday, September 23rd, Bridge Bash at the Big Spring Park in Cotter. Thanks, Jeff.
Hey, thank you, Heather. Have a good day.
We played Ricochet going out of the segment with the folks from the Baxter County Fair because Ricochet will be here. Well, the following week, the Kentucky Headhunters will headline Bridge Bash, so let's take a listen to them. Y'all have a good Saturday. Thanks for tuning in to Local Matters on KTLO.